You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman, and I'm proud to announce for the third consecutive week I have spent about $3 on Geronimo Allison, and I have once again reacquired Geronimo Allison.
Geronimo!
Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday on the show,
you didn't even let me build anything up. You just like,
Are you going to save time for me to say
just
hello?
Just let me finish before you jump on me.
No, I'm not jumping on you. It's like, good morning, how are you? Good, Matt. Good morning, how are you? Then I would build up. Scott, you walk in with this bright ass smile on your face. What's going on? And you can tell the story.
No, I'm not going to tell the story right at the top of the show. It wasn't my intention. My intention was, if you let me finish, I was going to say, good morning. Yesterday on the show, I said I wanted to accomplish something that I recommended to the listeners, and today I look forward to speaking about those accomplishments.
So it sounds like Scott made a trade.
Scott didn't make one. He made two trades.
Two trades.
On the operating table yesterday.
On the operating table.
I was not on the operating table. I went for a checkup, and this guy blows it out of all the proportion. I told him I was sitting in the waiting room at the doctor's office, and usually this doctor's always like a long wait, and I was just talking trade back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I guess it's,
at least he has Wi-Fi.
There's worse things to accomplish inside the operating table. I'm gonna. How is this person gonna beat me? Okay,
Matt Modica. I said that last week in one of the leagues and I lost.
Same. I was doing the same thing. Looking at this. Oh, he's throwing. Okay, I'm fine. Matt Modica. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice in here today.
I walk in here. Can I be honest with you? Every time I open the door, I get so nervous. And this time I open the door, and I was like, this is nice.
Yeah, I walked in here.
Why don't you tell some of the listeners what you're talking about, though?
Opening our door to the studio.
Yes.
Where a lot of the times it's about 75,000 degrees. And today I walked in. It was quite cool.
I'm kind of feeling like the Dolphins offensive line coach right now. That's how good I'm feeling.
Really? Wow. That's how Scott feels too. You can just see it.
Yeah, but if he feels like that, he might be out of a job tomorrow.
No, I think he'd be promoted, to be honest with you. Yeah. On the show today, we'll kick it off with my waivers and Scott. We both have, and Matt as well in Staten Island League. We've all had some waivers run. We'll
go over Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is exactly the name we're going to kick this thing off with. Woo-hoo is right. But before we get into the waivers, we'll take the break. We have to hear about Scott's glee. Because, this man has this bright smile today. His head is just glowing. And I was like, wow.
That's just because I'm a ball in a reflection in the studio.
I saw him from outside, down the block. He was smiling from ear to ear.
Ear to ear, baby. You're pumped. What if, we sit here, and Matt's like, honestly, I think he got ripped off.
What? Then he's wrong.
we're gonna find out.
The king does not respond well to constructive criticism.
Well, usually I get that from others. This man has no tact.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna find out. We'll kick on the show with Scotty's trade. We'll get some waiver wire, some surprises along the way. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. Just kick it off right now. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
All right, we're back here. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning. There are some guys on this waiver wire that I'm interested in picking up right now, but I need to make a trade first. But we'll get into all that in a little bit. Scott, still smiling for the record. No one can see this. But he's still smiling. Scotty,
What's going on, man?
Yesterday I got in this program and said, if you have Deshaun Watson, you very likely have another good quarterback on your roster. Go out there and see if you can sell one of those quarterbacks. And right now, after coming off this two-game stretch, Deshaun Watson's value is never going to be higher. And the names that I got bounced around with yesterday were just like, it was tremendous. So, you know, I'm talking to Bob Lung in the Flex Cup, the non-PPR, and we're going back and forth on email for like an hour yesterday while I was in a waiting room. And he wanted to give me Keenan Allen and somebody else for Deshaun Watson and Crowder, because I already had Breeze in that league. And I said, this deal is just not happening unless I got Tyreek Hill. And to make a long story short, in the standard league, in an expert league, I came away with Tyreek Hill and Tevin Coleman for Deshaun Watson and Joe Mixon.
So it's obviously a good deal for you, given your quarterback situation.
Yeah. Did you get it again? I'm sorry.
But you said
Hill and Coleman.
But you brought up something that's interesting. A couple of things that's interesting, to be honest with you. I'm not taking away from your deal, like it's a good deal. You said he came at you with Keenan Allen. Really, you said that one moment ago. Why did you stop? Why did you not take that?
Because Keenan Allen has caught one touchdown pass. I feel like Tyreek Hill is going to score more often. It's a non-PPR.
You chose Tyreek Hill over Keenan Allen.
Yes, it's a non-PPR.
That is a massive error on your part, in my opinion.
I totally disagree. I think Tyreek Hill is going to continue to score more than Keenan Allen. If it was a PPR, the deal would have already been done.
I also, for the record,
I don't know how you say massive error, too. I could say like, okay, I'd rather have Allen, but you can't tell me they're not close.
My opinion, they're not, in all honesty. They're not close, actually. Keenan Allen has more yards. Keenan Allen has one less touchdown. Keenan Allen averages more yards per game. Keenan Allen is more guaranteed to get the ball, and not as it throws more. I'd much rather have Keenan Allen in every aspect. I'm not sure what you like about Tyreek Hill more.
I feel like he's going to score more touchdowns.
He has one more touchdown.
Right, there's going to be more than coming than that. I just don't feel like Keenan Allen's a major touchdown threat. I feel like Tyreek Hill will be going forward.
Ooh, I can't agree with that. I'm sorry.
It's not a bad trade.
I'm not saying it's a bad trade for him.
Yeah, no. I understand Scott's thought here in that it's non-PPR, but I mean, Greg's making the point here with Keenan Allen. He is going to get the yardage and stuff. It's just.
Scott,
I'm just curious who.
I'm sorry,
my receiving crew's pretty.
Scott,
deep in
every
league,
game
too.
This year except the first week, Keenan Allen has had more yards than Tyreek Hill. Every single one, more yards and more receptions. Not that PPR, but he's had more targets. He's had more yards, and again, he has one less touchdown. What am I missing here?
Who else did Barb Long have as far as running backs and wide receivers?
Well, that was the second point I wanted to get to, because I don't know that Tevin Coleman's better than Joe Mixon.
To me, it was kind of like a wash.
Fine, and that's fine.
You know, he wanted Doug Martin, and I wouldn't budge on that.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm really surprised about the Tyreek Hill thing.
Yeah, so it was.
My personal feeling is going forward, I feel like Tyreek Hill is a big play artist. There's going to be a lot of touchdowns, a lot of upside games. Not that I don't like Allen, but you know, he was. And he wouldn't include the way the deal got structured as well. I don't think he was. I just look. I'm starting to stammer here. It's just like I feel that Hill is going to be the better in a non PPR going forward.
So, but I'm not sure. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm just not sure what you have. What brings you to that conclusion? What is Tyreek Hill better at than Keenan Allen?
I feel in the receiving game, if Alex Smith is going to continue to gun it downfield, Tyreek Hill is his number one big play target, where I feel like Keenan Allen is going to have to fight for touchdowns with Hunter Henry, sometimes Antonio Gates, sometimes Travis Benjamin. I feel like if he's going to go for a big play in Kansas City, I feel like Tyreek Hill has a likelihood of scoring more touchdowns. He's more boom or bust. Then I would say that Allen is. Allen's more consistent, but I want that big game upside.
So you're admitting that Mike Cardano was right on Alex Smith all along, and what your Tyreek Hill love?
I think that Mike Cardano was correct in stating that Alex Smith is a fine regular season quarterback. You know, it's I don't know if I want to get into it. The other running backs he had were Todd Gurley, Chris Thompson, Frank Gore. Also on his roster, he had Geronimo Allison, Randall Cobb, Taylor Gabriel, A.J. Green, which he wasn't budging on, and Adam Humphries.
So you traded Watson and Mixon.
Right. Coleman and Hill.
Right. And now my receiving crew looks like this. Evans, Tyreek Hill, Rashard Matthews, and Emmanuel Sanders, Adam Thielen.
I think you made a big mistake, man. I really do.
I just think, for me personally, I would have tried to do Watson and Mixon and gotten back one of the top running backs.
He would not do that unless I included Doug Martin.
I'm just saying.
Wait, but yeah. can I just read you here Tyreek Hill's lines? Because I'm sorry I can't get off of this. I'm going to go backwards from most recent to farthest. 4 for 68, he had a kick return for he had a punt return for a touchdown. Those are not predictable. Okay? 4 for 68, 5 for 35, 5 for 77 and 1, 4 for 43. And in the first game, as I said, we know he went off, right? Here's Keenan Allen in the same way. 4 for 67, 5 for 138, 5 for 61, 9 for 100. What am I missing? And you brought up stealing touchdowns. Tyreek Hill is never going to. Tyreek Hill is not a guy that's targeted like from the red zone. On. Keenan Allen is.
It's not a thing of amount of targets. When Alex Smith is going to go for a big play, and he's going to do it this year, Tyreek Hill is a lot of times going to be on the end of that. I'm looking for the upside.
All right, but you're,
Keenan Allen's more consistent.
But you
have
this guy as a wide receiver too. He's your wide receiver too. You want an upside big play guy? Fine, I'm cool with it. As your wide receiver three, you just named him as your wide receiver two. That is what scares me.
Doesn't scare me.
Do you want to bet on Keenan Allen versus Tyreek Hill in a standard the rest of the way?
In a standard?
Sure.
I don't do bets, but it'd be interesting to compare it. You know, it's like, you know, it's not a gambling show, and you know, so
it doesn't have to be a gambling show. Just no, put it's to, like, to just you know, I don't, I don't.
If you're right, I'll say you're right. You know, that's about the extent of it.
All right, fine. I will take Keenan Allen.
Do you
from,
think there's a big difference between Tyreek Hill and Keenan Allen in a standard?
I'd rather have Keenan Allen, but I get where you're coming from. My problem is, I don't know if Tyreek Hill is going to get that many touchdowns. I understand where you're coming from with the Chargers, and there's plenty of mouths to feed. Mike Williams is coming into the fold now as well. But I think on a yard, just on a yardage basis, it's going to be Keenan Allen week in and week out. So, because in the passing game, you really can't rely on any chief receivers. Even Kelsey is not a touchdown machine. You know, they change it up. And we saw this week, they went to West. Got two hours.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
If I never said Keenan Allen was part of the conversation, what would be your comment on the trade?
I mean, it's a good trade for you, obviously.
Okay.
I think it's a good trade. My only thing I would have tried to do was put Watson and Mixon and gotten one of the top running backs. I would at least shop that around.
I would have not. We had a lot of talks. I didn't go into the details. There's no way I would have got a top running back from him without giving up Doug Martin, which I wasn't going
to do. Well, I mean, would you have done Watson and Martin and tried to get Gurley?
He wasn't doing that. He tried to get Martin off of me for less.
What was the other trade you made yesterday, Scott?
Okay. This was in a more of a mainstream league. So I wanted to give the example that you could complete these trades in both the expert and mainstream environments. And I have Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. I tried to trade Wilson. The guy says we're close because I threw an offer out there that included me giving Wilson, Devontae Adams, and somebody else for Julio and somebody else I can't remember right now. But he came back with he wants Watson. And then he came back with, I couldn't hit accept fast enough. He came back with Julio Jones, Emmanuel Sanders for Devontae Adams and Deshaun Watson. And then he says, I'll throw in Mariota because I don't need him. You throw in the kicker from the Eagles, Jake Elliott. Boom, that was done.
There you go. No complaints about that one.
Yeah, no complaints there.
No complaints about that one.
So now I got now wide receiver. I have Julio, Sanders and Garcon, and I have Wilson, but I can stream. I'm looking at free agency. Maybe I can stream Josh McCown and Jacoby Brissett until I get Wilson back next week.
Well, you only have to stream one of them, thankfully. Probably, I would. You know, There you go. Nice
count against the Patriots. I'm just saying, I came on the air here yesterday saying, if you got Deshaun Watson, try to make a trade here. Because when I get names like Julio Jones and Tyreek Hill back, I'm going to do it.
All right, there you go. All right, we take a break. When we come back, we have some waiver wires, specifically Adrian Peterson. What are we having to him in mainstream leagues? We discuss on the other side. So, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Adrian Peterson yesterday, we find out around noon that the Saints, after talking him up, of course, trade him over to Arizona for a conditional sixth round draft pick. And the Cardinals immediately release Chris Johnson and name Adrian Peterson their starting running back. Before we get into what we think Adrian Peterson will be or not be with Arizona in the desert, I want to talk about how much he went for on waiver wires. So, Scotty, I know you've had a couple of leagues there that went majority go tonight, but you said you had a couple. Was Adrian Peterson available, and if so?
Wasn't available in any of the three leagues. So I have 9 leagues, waivers run in most of them tonight. The three leagues, well, actually, 2 of them are cut line, so they'll be this Friday. But out of the 9 leagues, only 3 ran last night. Adrian Peterson was not available in any of them.
Okay. Matt Modico, was Adrian Peterson available in any of the leagues that you had run last night?
I only have one that runs on Tuesday night. That's my Staten Island Home League, and you have to use real money with your fab, and somebody paid $65 American money on Adrian Peterson.
On a $100 cap?
It's a $200 cap, and like I said, it's real money, not...
Yeah.
I think that's... My partner asked me yesterday, sent me a... text Adrian Peterson ? I responded, zero interest here.
So
that's too much.
In my home league here, my mainstream league.
That's lunch here.
No, that's an appetizer.
My mainstream league. The person that winds up bidding or winning Adrian Peterson has Ezekiel Elliott on a bye this week. His backup running back was Wendell Smallwood. He's probably not going to play this week. His other running back is Jaquizz Rodgers. He, is a backup running back. So he does not have a starting running back available on his roster. He bid $38 out of $100 for Adrian Peterson to start him this week. The next highest bid was $13, and that was the only other bid in the league.
Look, I understand when people get, nervous. They need somebody to put in there. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to see who's Arizona playing.
Tampa Bay. But I feel where Matt's coming from because the guy had a need. It's not like he spent the $65. It's equivalent because that's a $200.
Correct.
$200 bid. But I think he felt like he had a real need. But, look. We'll talk more about how we feel he's going to fit in, but I don't know how much you could expect from Arizona in his first game with a new team when a guy is looking past his prime. So, was Elijah Maguire available?
No.
No?
No, 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 no. Okay. So for me...
I guess it was all about need then.
Exactly what it was. I'm sure. Because he looked at the waiver wire, and the other running backs you could have picked up for this particular week are both of the Oakland backups, Jalen Rashard and DeAndre Washington. Could have picked up Deion Lewis as an option. Orleans Darkwa, your boy Rex Burkhead. That's it.
Yeah, he really didn't have, he had to start somebody this week, that I understand. Yeah. One of the things, I got a DM last night from one of my followers.
Corey Clement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a DM from one of my followers asking me, like, saying he had money. He told me he had, like, $850 left. And what would you bid on McKinnon and Fuller? And I personally, one of the things I don't like to do is tell people how to spend their Fed money.
Okay.
So I basically said,
I'm glad we do that every week.
Yeah. I just accept that I'm really not that comfortable with it. I think that's a decision you have to make yourself, depending upon your roster construction.
But as an expert, people look to you for that guidance.
Yeah, so. I consider myself a well-informed analyst. I will give you what I think, you know, just based on, you know, in a vacuum. You know. But what I said to him was, look, I think you need more receiving depth on this team. I basically told him, save yourself like $200, $250, bid on both. See if you get,
sure.
You know, if you get both, great. If not, maybe you get one.
Look, it's up to you to lay it out there because people, you know, look to you for that kind of advice. But ultimately, it's on them to make the decision. They can take the – I think you said it too. They can take a few days ago maybe. They can take the information from us, but then it's their team.
Yeah, no, that's the bottom line. You're the one that's hitting accept on trades. You're the one that's putting the bid in. And that's exactly right. Take the information from people that you like. Say maybe you don't like my advice. Maybe it's Jake's rankings that you follow as like the buyer.
Sure.
But at some point, you're going to have to make that ultimate decision. You know, if you win the league, I'm not going to be there with you. Jake's not going to be there with you. You're going to win it. If you lose and you're not in the playoffs, I'm not sitting next to you handing over tissues.
But you know what, though? If you, and I've dealt with this so much. I've been doing this 20 years now, and it's always a great feeling when somebody comes back to you and says, you helped me win. So they're it's why I do this.
It's nice when people are like, oh, you know, you were right on Diggs or something like that. Yeah, that's great. But and there's, look, I was touting Joe Mixon. That hasn't happened yet. I still think, though, rest of the season, I kind of like the way that's trending. I'm not saying it's there, but I like the direction it's going in.
So I agree. Let's get back to Adrian Peterson. When it comes to Adrian Peterson, what do you expect this weekend, Matt?
Like Scott says, he's just getting to the team now. I mean, how many carries is he going to get? And I think the way they could beat this team is through the air.
Okay.
So that's the other factor. Maybe he gets a rushing touchdown. See, that's what you're hoping for. That's where his upside is to me this week is they get inside the five. Peterson gets, you know, some carries there. I mean, he's not going to be able to take in all this offense. I mean, look, he's a veteran. He's been around the league forever. But, I mean, they can keep it simple and all that. That line isn't too good, let's be honest, right there. Then he's not the Adrian Peterson of years ago.
Well,
you hope he can get the rushing touchdown, but he can't have a lot of confidence. If you've watched him play with the Saints, he doesn't run with anywhere near the same authority that he does. Now, the vision is still intact. He's got some quick feet, but this is not a guy that can push a pile. This is not a guy that's going to break tackles behind that offensive line. I think you're looking at mediocrity here. I did my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com, and I have him ranked number 40 at running back. I just don't have a lot of confidence. There is some quickness there. There is some vision. The guy's not totally devoid of everything, but he's a has-been now. He's a shell of what he used to be. If they give him the ball at the four-yard line, this guy could get ridden to the side and thrown out of bounds by three, four guys. You got to hope that he gets it at the one and that he can punch it in because, you know, look, they're taking a shot. You don't blame the Cardinals for taking a shot, and it's probably better than Chris Johnson, and Elijah Penny really can't run the ball at the goal line at all. It's worth taking the crack, but there's not much there. I think the guy in your league that had a real need there. If not, you shouldn't go out at spending because I just don't think the talent is there anymore.
It's not, but like I said, if he gets the ball in 3 yards, look, he really didn't get many rushing attempts with the Saints. The best rushing attempt he had with the Saints was that opening handoff.
Yeah, that 9-yard game, football. Yeah.
But I think he still can, you know, in close, he could possibly get it done. You're basically banking on him getting a rushing touchdown this week.
I don't know about in close. The guy's a dancer now. He doesn't run with any authority anymore. If it's from the one, okay. The two, maybe. The three, I could see him getting stuffed.
I mean, how many rushing attempts has he had, though? I mean, I'm just being honest.
When you see him run, that's why they weren't very confident in handing the ball.
He didn't belong on that team. He never belonged on that team.
He doesn't run with any authority anymore.
So here's the issue when it comes with Adrian Peterson. I look at New Orleans, and I see a team that effectively runs the football, right? Like Mark Ingram is effective. Alvin Kamara is effective behind this offensive line. If I look at Arizona, that offensive line is god-awful. Like, it is atrocious.
Yeah.
And I understand maybe Adrian Peterson has a little bit left in the tank, but if he couldn't successfully run behind a line that has produced two running backs that are finding room, is he going to go to another location with a worse offensive line and have success?
I just don't think it's happening. You know, I watched him with the Saints. Saints have a better line. You know, he would run laterally and get pushed out of bounds.
Listen, I didn't put a bid on him. Like I said, my friend and my partner asked me. I said I had zero interest. But the guy's had 27 rushing attempts this year.
Sure.
So
for how many yards?
He's averaging 3 yards a carry.
Yeah.
I'll say this. The Cardinals are going to give the ball to Adrian Peterson. They're going to try to get him to give him the ball and see what happens, right? Like, they're going to try to just hand it off and hand it off and hand it off and see if it can do anything, because they need this run game to do something to stop getting Carson Palmer killed. Like, ultimately, that's the goal here.
Balance.
Chris Johnson couldn't do anything. So I don't think I placed a bid on Adrian Peterson, to be honest with you. Maybe I should have for a dollar or two. I don't need him this week, so I wasn't spending $40 on it. But when it comes to AP, I get the guy's need this week to play for the touchdown, which I think he's doing. I don't know. I don't know what's left here. Yeah,
it took forever for him to get signed, so I think a lot of teams probably thought that, you know, they're looking close to done. What's interesting is that Chris Johnson finished his career and Emmitt Smith also finished with the Cardinals, too.
Yeah, he did. Emmitt Smith, Edgerrin James, Chris Johnson, and now Adrian Peterson, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's going to work, but I would... Look, I'm not going to... There's an opportunity for him right now. Like you stated, there is an opportunity, so let's see what happens.
All right, we take a break here. When we come back on the Roto Experts in the morning, the waiver wires outside of Adrian Peterson. How much money was spent and on who? We discuss it from last night and get you ready for tonight's waiver wire run here on the Roto Experts in the morning. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, the fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio, is completely free 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. We're back here now. It's Roto Experts in the morning. Matt Modica, Scott Angle, Corey Parson. Corey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you sit here, you're all quiet. I feel like you think I forgot.
Forgot what?
Oh, you know what.
Adrian Peterson's an Arizona Cardinal?
No. Not that Adrian Peterson is an Arizona Cardinal.
Marlon Mack available in Matt Super?
No. Not that Marlon Mack is available in Matt Super.
He's not, but in the class.
Scott had surgery yesterday?
Not Scott's procedure yesterday. I feel like you think I forgot.
Thank you, Greg.
It's Corey's birthday!
Happy birthday.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday, man.
I thank you. I appreciate that. You don't have to make this a big thing.
I'm sorry.
Where's Jameis? Can you bring him over here next to me?
Happy birthday. Here, take Jameis.
Thank you.
On the show today, I got a birthday present for Corey coming next.
Oh, really?
You got a birthday present.
Isaiah Crowell?
After the show, I'm going to jump out of a cake.
I'm not Scott. I'm not.
You're
damn right.
Yeah.
Maybe you
certainly not.
Maybe you can make Isaiah Crowell turn around happen.
Oh man, you know what? I got some stuff we're gonna do that you're gonna like. I'm excited, man.
All right, cool. What's up? What do we got?
So we're gonna go do that. But before we get into that, we do that next hour. Super excited. I do want to help people on the waiver wire, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. A little bit.
Is that what they brought you here for?
No, that's what I'm here for.
You're trying to help with people. So, unfortunately, I am in a league where Elijah McGuire, Marlon Mack, Jerick McKinnon, Aaron Jones, none of these guys were available. I mean, everyone picked them up last week.
Who's on your waiver wire, Greg?
So, who went on my waiver wire last night?
Kennedy's FaceTiming me.
Okay, you wanna answer?
No, I can't answer that. I'm doing a radio show.
Well, why don't you just call the number?
I'm going to tell her to call in.
It's 844-843-6879. Don Burns, please open the phone lines for Kennedy Parson. Thank you. 844-843-6879. All right. As I said, Adrian Peterson went for $38. That was the highest bid of the. That was the high bid of the week, along with Adrian Peterson.
Oh my God!
Up next, just to try to hurt Corey, like on his birthday, it was Jared Cook was up next as the highest.
Jared Cook
as the highest priced buyer. He went for $6. Jared Cook. It was a very small waiver wire week. He went for $6. Taylor Gabriel goes for $5. Roger Lewis Jr. for $4. New England defense for $3. George A. Kittle goes for $3. Chris Ivory for $2. Geronimo Allison for $2. And a bunch of dudes are picked up for no money in this particular league.
You know what stands out to me there?
I like that Allison Bob.
The New England defense. That's a mistake, I believe.
Really?
So I think some units, no matter who they face, you just can't use them. I think especially a lot of mainstream players will just look at the opposing team and say to themselves, well, I got to use that defense against that team.
Yep.
The defense is not good. The Jets could score 30 points this week.
Here's the thing with the Patriots defense. See, I'm on the opposite side. I think they get much better as the season goes.
How?
And I think from what somebody wrote an article and pretty much the talent's there on the defensive side. It's just players, they don't know where the hell they're going. I think it's where they're being set up. They got some new pieces in there. For me, watching the Patriots year in and year out, they always seem to figure it out. I know they've gotten shredded, but they're actually a defense I'm looking to possibly acquire.
I agree with you. They have a lot of new pieces, and when it's not just the Patriots. When you get a lot of new pieces on a defense, it takes time to gel. But I'm probably thinking there's probably like better units out there for this week.
You know, so I actually looked in the league. I'm actually going to go to this particular league. Because I had put a bid in on the New England defense. I know you hated it, but I put a bid in there because I needed a defense this week.
Right.
So I wound up...
They probably rolled the Jets, though.
I agree. I wound up getting for... So in this league, the Houston defense went for $3 without...
Yeah, that's a better pick.
Without J.J. Watt, even without... Merciless.
Yeah.
They went for $3.
Yeah.
I picked up personally the Washington defense.
Yeah, that's a better pick,
against
too.
San Francisco, they went for $2. Other defenses that went... Tampa Bay actually went here this week against Arizona.
I don't know if I could do that. I think and then that you get, secondary against those receivers, I don't like it.
And then you get New England. I mean, if you need a defense, you got to put somebody in. Yeah, no defense. So I get it.
Well, who do the Falcons have this week?
The Falcons play the Miami Dolphins.
I would probably take the Falcons because they might get Vic Beasley back, too.
And then you have Jay Cutler.
That's more important.
The Falcons coming off a bye at home. I mean, everything about this team, you have to really...
They should smoke them this week. Yeah. It's rivalry game, too. You know what I'm saying?
So
rivalry?
Two cities.
Atlanta, Miami.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The other league, here are some of the major bids, and Matt will get to yours in just a moment here. You had Nelson Agholor get picked up for $16.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money for Nelson Agholor.
He went for 41.
Really?
41 American in my Staten Island.
So in my other league,
41 slices. I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Was
right
funny.
After Columbus Day, I shouldn't have did that.
They're coming for you.
I know.
In my other league, in what You know, first come, first serve, once waivers run, Nelson Agholor is available. Like, I can pick him up right now.
But who would you cut, though?
So, ultimately, I have a quarterback I want to cut. I want to cut Phillip Rivers. But someone is starting right now.
I thought you were going to say Andrew Luck.
I'd love to. But the only other quarter. So, there is a team in my league, though, where I was looking at like teams this morning on my walk to work. Their starting quarterback this week is Case Keenum. And I'm just like, I'm not just going to drop Phillip Rivers when this dude's starting Case Keenum. Like, I will trade him to you.
Right.
And I'd rather trade him for some dude on this team than go pick up Nelson Agholor, who was going to probably drop by the end of the week anyway.
That's why I spoke about yesterday trading on Tuesday before waivers run. You know, before people make your moves, is maybe makes their move, is a good time to swoop in and make a deal.
Yeah, the reason you got to do it is because once they get these players, once they pay for people, they kind of have that, you know, optimism and they fall in love with them a little. So, I mean.
Whereas before that, they're worried about who they might be able to get or not get. So you swoop in on a Monday or a Tuesday
right. And
you make a trade.
Absolutely. Yeah. We talked about that yesterday, how important the Tuesday trading is. So in this league, Nelson Agholor was the most expensive buy at $16. I was actually surprised that when John Brown went for $14 in this league, it was like, what do people trust John Brown for?
Because he gets injured, and when he's in there, he's boom or bust.
Right.
Like Agholor and Brown are becoming the same player.
Correct.
In all honesty, if John Brown didn't have the sickle cell and wasn't just a constant injury thing, if you knew like this guy was going to play every game,
you would feel he would be the number two.
Oh, he would definitely be. He'd be a solid number two in my opinion. Yeah. I think the talent is there. Yeah. There's just, you know, the injury and the illness is what, you know, people are really afraid of.
The Carlos Hyde owner spent $12 on Matt Breida in this league. Mike Williams, you mentioned him earlier, Matt. He went for $5 and. Maybe it's just me here. I don't see the Mike Williams thing. There's a lot of mouths there. Mike Williams is not just stepping on the field into the starting lineup.
No, he's not going to do anything, I don't think, right off the jump. But, you know, this was a top seven pick?
Sure.
So they do. I think they'll have an opportunity to get phased into this offense. So it might take a couple of weeks and stuff. Let's see. Possible red zone target and stuff, so... I'm not saying in a regular 16-team league, it's tough to justify him when you have other needs. But if you have a deeper bench,
yeah, I think it makes sense. You know, by week eight or if he could be contributing, Tyrell Williams has certainly not run with the opportunity. So once he gets in rhythm in two or three games, he could start contributing.
Yeah, you know, maybe so. I just, you know, people like Tyrell Williams still.
He's been disappointing.
He's been very disappointing overall. People like Travis Benjamin for his
role.
What's
been disappointing about Travis Benjamin is Rivers throws to him in the end zone every week, and they just haven't hooked up.
Yeah, they haven't hooked up yet.
I mean, he was wide open in that game.
Every time I see Travis Benjamin in the end zone, I think of you, Matt. And I'd be like, I wonder if Matt played him anyway.
I played him this week. Yeah. I'm furious.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, it's brutal. That's just why I can't trust Mike Williams personally.
Let's say, not even this week, let's say next week he has a touchdown and 115 yards.
Sure.
People are going to be
blowing their budget.
Yes. Yeah, Travis Benjamin, Nelson Agholor, John Brown, you can all speak about him in the same breath.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I think it's a matchup thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I look at another name that is available on this waiver wire. I think I got a guy up for a dollar here in one league. The other league is available. That's Ricardo Lewis. And I know.
Why?
Because they got to throw the ball to somebody. It seems like, what's his name? Kenny Britt is going to be an injury
Kenny
guy.
Britt's
going to be on the injured list.
Whether
for
he's
a
injured or not, he's not coming back. So why did I pick up Ricardo Lewis for a dollar? I thought that.
A dollar.
Who'd
you cut?
Corey Clement, I think.
Yeah, all right. Corey Parson might as well.
What did Roger Lewis go for?
So Roger Lewis went for $4 in a league. Nothing serious.
Really?
I got him in my Dynasty league for $44 out of 1,000.
That's interesting. Yeah. It's a Dynasty league, though. We'll talk about that in a bit. But you had Ricardo Lewis. He got 9 targets 2 weeks ago. 8 targets this week, last week. Targets are there, Scott. Ricardo Lewis is just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, you know, look, if Hogan develops a connection with him, that's the key. By the way, Like I always say,
yes, sir.
You always watch to see who people cut in my dynasty
absolutely
league, Corey.
Absolutely.
Somebody cut O.J. Howard last night
in the dynasty. That's
dynasty,
excellent.
I'm picking him up tonight.
That's excellent. But you're absolutely right, Scott. You always pay attention to who.
Yeah, I think that Ricardo Lewis bid for a buck was very well done.
Nothing wrong with it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines, 844-843-6879. We'll talk to you. It's Red Rest for the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. All right, we're here live on the Roto Experts in the Morning, 844-843-6879. We open up the phone lines now. I believe our first caller here is Kennedy in D.C. Kennedy, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, Kennedy, how you doing? How can we help you this morning?
Happy birthday to you.
You just going to sing one verse of it?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Kennedy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that's it?
Say happy birthday, Daddy. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday, baby. I'll talk to you after school, okay?
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Kennedy Parks,
D.C. Well, yeah. No, thank you. She's... Get to school. No.
there you go. Good stuff right there. Matt, you were saying that in your league, in your Staten Island, your home league, Roger Lewis went for how much money, sir?
The Odell Beckham owner.
Yeah.
Who obviously had to drop him. Acquired Roger Lewis for $41.
Out of 100?
It's out of 200, but it's real money.
Real money.
Okay.
I don't think the Giants paid $41 in real money.
I understand it, though.
I get it, too, Matt. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, he's not... You feel me? The offense in general is going to be sunken. The offense is in a sunken place.
I think Greg's thing, guy, though. Ricardo Lewis, is...
Better?
He's the... Look, the Giants have a really tough schedule the next couple of weeks and a bye. And Ricardo Lewis, for whatever, he was talked up in the preseason. You know, Kenny Britt's going to be put on injury probably week to week. And, you know, if Hogan's there, it's a better passing game. We have to be honest with ourselves.
Lewis is somewhat useful, though, because he's going to be the number one or number two when Sterling Shepard comes back. Eli Manning does have a degree of familiarity with him, and he does throw to him downfield. So he is going to be somewhat useful. So you should pick him up if you need some wide receiver depth.
You know, my issue...
You're not ever going to feel good hitting submit with him in your starting lineup.
Correct. You never... When do you always feel good about your whole lineup during the bye week?
I mean, Matt played Travis Benjamin this week. I played Elijah McGuire this past week. He ran for 20 yards.
So...
Sucks.
You know, so ultimately, I thought Roger Lewis yesterday. And given the schedule the next couple of weeks, I'm never going to feel comfortable playing this dude, ever. However... I will say, like, they have targeted even this year on deep balls whenever. It's not like he hasn't gotten playing time, right? Like, when Odell is hurt or Brandon Marshall gets hurt, he comes in the game. So there is a connection with with Roger Lewis and with Eli. But you're not going to want to play him this week against Denver. You're not going to want to play him next week against Seattle, coming off the bye especially. God. And they're not playing the week after because the Giants have a bye. So you may be picking up Roger Lewis, but you're not going to want to play him literally the next month.
The Giants might not get a win until November.
It's true.
That's when they play Dallas.
Of 2018.
It's true.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, I like that. All everyone's laughing at the Giants. Right. Whatever.
I'd say their first win, you can check out my article at sportsgrid.com. It's going to be against Washington or Dallas.
I think it'll be San Francisco.
I think they go out on the road and they lose a close game to them because San Francisco could be winless by then, too.
Could be. But then somebody's got to win most likely.
Yeah.
So that'll take the home good. Team. Matt, anybody that players go in your league that are noteworthy?
I don't think so. Let me look real quick here. I'm just perusing. Ed Dixon went for $7.
Oh, Lord. And
somebody dropped Jesse James, picked up Ed Dixon.
We had Ed Dixon go for a little bit. We had Ed Dixon go for $4.
Nelson Aguilar also went. $41 seemed to be the
number of choice.
The number of choice in this league.
There you go. Nelson.
I saw Sammy Watkins get cut in one of my leagues.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that bad.
I might cut Cooper Kupp to pick him up.
You know that Cooper, they said that, somebody said Jared Goff, Jared Goff has thrown 6 passes inside the 10. 3 of them have gone to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, you see.
Would you cut Cooper Kupp for Sammy Watkins? Like, that's like a crazy question.
Unfortunately, not cut Martavis Bryant.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, Martavis Bryant's going to turn it around.
I don't think you should do that.
Ricardo Lewis, so? By the way, has 17 targets the last 2 weeks.
That's what I said 2 weeks ago.
Explain why when we come back.
All right, we can kick off hour number 2 as well. So, we're the experts in the morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.